Simon & Schuster Audio presents Wolf Trap, a thriller by Connor Sullivan, read by Will Damron.
For Maria Fey. One seldom recognizes the devil when he's putting his hand on your shoulder. Albert Speer. There are risks and costs to action, but they are far less than the long-range risks of comfortable inaction. John F. Kennedy. Prologue. Eastern Yemen, 20 miles north of Tarim, September 5th, 2:33 a.m. The Iranian MOIS officer, Mahmoud Ghorbani, tilted his head out of the Saudi AB-212 helicopter's open fuselage, breathed in the cool desert air that whipped his face, and experienced a sense of freedom and purpose that he hadn't felt in decades. Through his night vision goggles, he took in the green hue of the craggy desert below as the chopper followed the single-track dirt road south, cutting through the barren Yemeni landscape like a snake.
"We are 2 minutes out," a deep voice said in Arabic over his headset. "Are you ready, brother?"
Ghorbani turned his head to the right, gazed at Turki Shahidi, the infamous Saudi government enforcer, and nodded. Returning his attention to the terrain passing below him, Ghorbani gripped his Kalashnikov and made some last-minute adjustments to his gear. The first phase of Dark Sun was about to begin, an operation that had been over a year in the making. He glanced over at Shahidi and thumbed his throat mic.
"Make sure all your men have their face masks on. Tell the men and the pilots we will only speak in Farsi from here on out. No more Arabic."
Shahidi nodded, and Ghorbani watched as the man relayed the message before taking off his own headset and donning a black ski mask. If this delicate operation was going to succeed, there could be no slip-ups. Shahidi and his men would need to be able to pass as Iranians. The Saudi pilots and soldiers who were chosen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?